see it.
We all supported Sylvia in any meeting she went to.
Yeah.
She was at, you know. And the first turnout ever I went to was in Bone Bowls after I'd met her there. And I was really terrified because I never imagined it like it.
I'm standing on Roman Road with my back to the old library building. I can see a to let sign to my left on the side of the Victorian building. To my right, the Market Road continues with number 576 in the distance. The road feels alive, a vibrant community street filled with shops and people. I'm standing on Gladstone Place, facing a chemist. It is part of a 1960s construction with flats above. There's a bench outside the chemist for you to rest. Imagine a late Victorian structure, similar to the library building beside us. Here at this site stood a revolution in community health, Bow Baths. It was built in 1892 and was a public bathing facility, providing much needed hygiene and health opportunities for the community. The local houses had no bathing facilities and residents seldom had baths. When they did, they usually were taken in freestanding tin baths, Victoria Park's bathing lake, or even the polluted industrial waterways. Not only did Bow Baths offer a public bath, but also an entertainment venue. It was used for boxing matches, political rallies, and by the East London Federation of Suffragettes, the ELFS, who were active in this area. Led by Sylvia Pankhurst, who moved to East London in 1914, the ELFS worked with the deeply impoverished community in numerous ways, such as building a toy factory, making and repurposing clothing for the community, as well as offering a canteen selling affordable food to women and children. The movement also recognised the importance of community events, especially for children. Annual children's festivals at New Year and May Day provided celebratory release from the grinding poverty and rising violence of World War I. On Thursday the 6th of January 1916, a New Year's party was held at the baths for 900 children. Imagery from the event shows children dressed in folkloric costumes with characters such as Spirit of the Woods, Spirit of the Spring, and signs saying peace and plenty. The performance was described as the Pagan Rites of Spring by the East London Advertiser, with a headline highlighting the event. Pagan rites were all the rage. The occasion was interpreted as a reflection of Sylvia Pankhurst's atheism and condoned by some for lacking public respectability. Importantly, these children's pageants provided opportunities to connect with local histories and traditions, and often featured elements of natural history and rural stories. The costumes and design of the event is believed to be by Gladys Schultz, a novelist, pacifist, and active member of the ELFS. Folk customs are evidenced in numerous suffragette events, perhaps due to the folk revival in the decade leading up to World War I. Not only here in this spring pageant, but also in their May Day processions featuring maypoles on every platform, and children's processions filled with flowers and almond branches. Suffragette Mary Neal also set up the Esperance Club in London, where young women were taught to Morris dance as well as clothes-making skills. The story of women's suffrage is embedded in these streets, plaques, memorials, in the fabric of the buildings. Can you see them as the walk continues? Follow the map along Roman Road towards number 576 until the next location on Fairfield Road.
Let's see it.